reaction from the City manager who makes his way up to us here on Pulse 2 Match Day Live. Stuart, not a good day, not a good evening tonight. Sometimes those kind of performances happen. We were done by the sucker punch three occasions tonight. What have you made of it?
Well, we were done by two individual errors. You know, we've probably played better tonight than we did against Rotherham and got beat. But if you know, as individual mistakes got punished. We played a ball in the middle of the park when we should have gone in behind them. Cuts out in the break on us, and you know, we know that's typical Geordie. And the second goal's an error. You know, Nat don't get enough on his back pass. We give a foul away. We still should have done better once it had gone out wide. And then thereafter that, you're going to be open to counter-attack because we're not going to sit back and accept 2-0. We want to get at them. And I thought the players kept going. It was a really crucial point. You know, remains chance at 2-0. You never know, do you? But I think if that goes in, it can be a different game. But, no, there's, you know, as I said before, there's different ways to win games. There's different ways to lose games. Tonight, we've made two individual errors, which can happen in football, and we've got punished for them. But football-wise, and but that's, I mean, that they're back to themselves from last season, you know, clean sheets, three centre-halves at the back. If they go a goal ahead, then they're difficult to break down. But I'm pleased with the lads that they kept at it. They kept believing that they'd get a goal. And yeah, we left ourselves open to counter-attack, but you know, that's it. So, but you know, what I would like to say, I'd apologise to the guy who had the little 2 minutes, love, please.
Gee whiz. Stuart shouting and bawling.
Gee whiz. Apologise to the guy that I had a little spat with.
Is that frustration?
Well, listen, it was a silly comment by himself, by him, but I'll apologise because it was frustration, yeah. But, you know, fans behind the scenes, they don't know what's going on. Charlie White,
I was going to ask, I was going to say, you're going to get some flack, aren't you, for changing the team tonight? Explain why you did it.
Because Charlie couldn't walk yesterday, and the physios and the didn't even want me to have him on the bench tonight. I said, listen, we've got to have him on for 15, 20 minutes. Charlie's had no pre-season. He came on for 20 minutes against Blackburn and played every game since then. And he's not had the it's a physio's word for it, and a sports scientist word, the conditioning work that he needs. On Saturday at Northampton, after 60 minutes, he didn't win a header. He couldn't get off the deck. He was cramping up in his calves. He was cramping up in his hips. So the next couple of weeks will do him good. So we'll take him out of training on the Monday and Tuesday, and he'll do some conditioning work where we're shorty. But in his own words, he felt like he'd been hit by a bus when he woke up Sunday morning. His body was just... And that's, you know, genuine. And the other change is Amari for Don Polian. So
which has worked before, hasn't it?
Listen, there was no doubt, you know, that was going to happen because Dom's been quiet the last couple of games and Amari's, you know, scored goals. So the one change is Jones for Wyke. And, you know, the rest of it, we thought about, you know, maybe Killer for Tom's, but we're just on the back of two clean sheets. The same midfield. Let's... You know, but right tonight, if we don't make the couple of injuries and get punished from, it's a tight game, and you know we get a chance at 2-0 to go 2-1. So, listen, if I want to get if people want to give me flak for changing the side, fair enough, not a problem. I'd rather take the flak for that than playing Charlie and starting him and coming off and missing three or four weeks with a pulled hamstring or a calf, you know. So, it were even too early to put him on when we did because I promised him we would only give him 20 minutes. But listen, that's what happens sometimes when people don't know the full facts. So it was a bit of frustration, yeah. But as I say, I apologise for that. And, you know, we move on. But, you know, it's 3 points. You know, yeah. Nobody's
Well, it's
died.
Been a good September, Stuart, hasn't it? We've got to put it in perspective. Does it concern you a little bit, though, the Charlie White situation, that we struggled before he got fit? And again, it might be an area we need to look at going forward. It's got to be worth asking the question even in September.
And listen, it's hard for Jones. He's not playing much football and he's up against three big lads. But what we wanted to do was isolate Gilly and Amari against their outside two centre-halves. The only time it happens first half, Amari cuts in, keeper makes a good save. I thought Gilly was excellent all night tonight, floating in areas. But it'd be hard to be critical of Jones as well because it's his first bit of football for a long time, and you know he would benefit playing alongside Charlie. You know, but as I said, listen, it was never going to be tonight. But we did think at half time we'll get to an hour, not get to an hour, but and then we'll be able to put you know the three strikers on and have a real go for it. But you know, it's 3 points. Disappointing to lose naturally. But I tell you what, we've played worse than Drew games. So, you know, I'm not going to be too down about it. And that might just quell a little bit of the, you know, getting too far ahead of herself.
Well, we're talking about going top of the league tonight, and I know you never, you tell us every time you never look at the league, but nothing's won in September, is it?
No, of course not. Listen, we don't want to lose a game. We wanted to win tonight, and you know, we're disappointed with certain aspects, but as I say, it boils down to it. One sloppy mistake gives them a 1-0, and then again another bit of sloppiness. But the endeavour and the character of the lads kept going. I thought, you know, and I say, if Remain puts that in at 2-1, it could be a different game. But they've sat in then, and every cross we've put in, you know, they've defended it well, to be fair to them. And, you know, they'll be pleased with their night's work, and we're disappointing. But that's football. You make errors, sometimes you get punished, sometimes you don't. Tonight we've got punished for them.
And no bigger game than a Yorkshire derby on Saturday. We can bounce back, and we'll give it a roll to get back on track.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, as I say, you know, it's good that we've got another chance at home. We're absolutely delighted with the amount of points we've got at this moment in time from the, was it 10 games? And you know, certainly no doom and gloom from us. Yeah, it looks 3-0 at home. It's 3 points. You know, whether it's 1-0, 6-0, and certainly the confidence won't be dented, because, you know, we know what it was. We didn't get battered. We didn't get, you know, we weren't outplayed in many areas. We've made a couple of errors, and we've been punished for them.
Not our night tonight, Stuart. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers, lads. Thank you.
Good luck on Saturday. There you go. Stuart McCall joining us. Fair assessment and an explanation of the changes.